Now 7:37 on the ticket. All right, after consulting the uniform czar, I've compiled in my sports lab a list that I think is going to be very controversial. It was very difficult to put together. There were a couple of no-brainers, but really had to think about this. I am now going to present to you the top five, bottom five pro sports uniforms in DFW history.
Okay.
And we're just going to deal with our four big teams, the Cowboys, Mavericks, Rangers, and Stars. We're not going to get into professional women's football or soccer, God bless FC Dallas, or the Dallas Freeze or the Fort Worth Texans or anything like that. This is just our big four.
No Desperados?
No Desperados. Although, go there for an enchilada.
Absolutely.
Top five, bottom five pro sports uniforms of all time. So we're dating back to 1960 for the Cowboys, 72 for the Rangers, 80 for the Mavericks, 94 for the Stars.
Somewhere in there, 93, 94.
All right, I'm going to give you the bottom five first. Now, some of these were one-offs. Some of these have been worn for a long time, but they have to have actually worn these in regular season competition.
Okay.
Bottom five. In other words, these are the five worst uniforms ever worn by a local pro sports team, in my opinion.
Okay.
Number five, circa 2008-2009. Do you remember when the Texas Rangers wore vests?
Yes.
They had a vest with a short sleeve or long sleeve shirt under it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the vest look has gotten really popular, especially in the Park Cities crowd. They love wearing their vests. When you see Jerry Jones' family luxury suite during a game, his sons are wearing vests and all the grandsons are wearing vests. But it's not a good look for a Major League Baseball team. And they had a big T on one side and the number on the other side. And it just, a vest is a bad look for a baseball team.
I've always kind of liked the baseball vest.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of like it, too.
I guess I'm in the minority here, but yeah, I've always kind of liked it.
I think
it.
We also need baseball bow ties to go with it, too.
Babe and Lou Gehrig are rolling over in their graves thinking about baseball teams wearing vests. All right, number four. The bottom five pro sports uniforms of all time here in Dallas-Fort Worth. The Dallas Stars uterus sweaters.
Oh, yes.
I remember we actually did our show at Reunion Arena, and they debuted these. We were out in the parking lot, and Jim Lights, the Stars president at the time, brought us the uterus jerseys. And it was a black jersey on top, green on the bottom, with a bunch of red and yellow stripes. And on the front was nothing but...
It looked like the models of female reproductive tracts that you'd see in your textbooks.
It was supposed
to
be
the ovaries and the uterus.
It was supposed to be a steer, the head of a steer with the horns, but it looked exactly like a uterus with the two ovaries even lit up with stars.
Right. Yeah.
It was bad
with the fallopian tubes going to them.
I still have mine.
The mooters feeding off of them.
You know, I may still have mine, too.
I think I do.
And they didn't wear them for very long, and I don't think the players ever liked wearing them. No. It was a really bad idea.
You're not going to feel good about that.
Number three.
What? George, why not? Why wouldn't you feel good about that?
It's a complicated-looking logo.
Number three on my list of the bottom five uniforms ever worn by a Dallas-Fort Worth Big Four pro sports team. The Mavericks basic blue. This is the uniform that they went to early aughts and basically still wear with a lot of variations these days. But it's always been extremely plain, bland, boring, generic. If you're just flipping on ESPN, okay, who is that? Could that be Charlotte? Is it Memphis? Maybe it's Orlando. No, it's Minnesota. No, it's Dallas. They just look like they could be anybody. And the Maverick Heads Star Trek badge logo that's hard to figure out exactly what it is, I've never liked it.
Boy, see, with me, we've always differed on this one. I hated the old 80s font, and I always thought the Mavericks' original jersey was so cheap and ridiculous.
This one is just so blah, though.
Yeah.
There's just nothing identifiable. I like the white version a little bit better. That's why I put the blue on here, number three. The white version's a little bit better, but again, could be any team.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number three. Number two, we just saw this a couple of weeks ago. The Stars all-white pajamas look. That was the worst hockey look I think I've ever seen.
I was thinking outside the box. It was ice on ice.
White on white for hockey is, yes, on a white playing surface.
Right.
It's just, it's bad all the way around. It looks like they were wearing either really old school, bad, all white cotton warm-ups, sweats, or pajamas.
Usually we like the all white, though. When Texas wears them, or OU.
What sport is that?
Football.
What all white in hockey have you liked over the years?
Hadn't seen it. So outside the box thinking that.
Yeah, it's.
I gave him credit.
I don't think we'll ever see it again. And number one on my bottom five pro sports uniforms ever worn by a team in this town, and I know we'll never see this again. I take you back to 2003 when for one game, the Mavericks wore that silver jersey.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Mark Cuban said after seeing them on TV, they looked like wet garbage bags. I took them off the market after one game. And I'm about to tweet a picture of Steve Nash wearing that. They looked like what Richard Simmons would wear if he was trying to sweat it all out. You know, they looked like this metallic, overheating the athlete, got real wet and stuck to the players' bodies.
It looks like it doesn't breathe at all.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was this silver, pewter, some kind of awful color. It was just the worst look ever.
And you couldn't even buy them after that, huh? He took them off the market.
And they never wore them again. They were just so bad.
Are they worth a lot of money now?
Ah.
Maybe.
Hmm.
All right, now to my top five. These are, in other words, the five best local pro sports uniforms we've ever seen worn by our big four. Number five. And we just saw these a month ago or so, I think, for the first time. I loved these. The Stars black with the neon green trim.
Awesome.
I think that is the sharpest look they have ever thrown out. I'm not necessarily a fan of neon green when, say, Seattle Seahawks wear it and it's the main color. But when it's the accent color with a black jersey, man, that was great looking.
Yeah, I love that when they wear those.
Need to see those more.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, and this is my favorite baseball jersey of all time, the old Rangers powder blue, baby blue from the 1970s. I'm not as big a fan of the new Rangers powder blue because of the way that it's trimmed, but the old Rangers powder blue in the 70s is one of the greatest baseball uniforms of all time because across the front was Texas in block lettering in red. The trim was red, white, and blue, and they wore it with a dark blue cap with a red brim. So, again, it's all about how you accent the baby blue. Today's Rangers kind of accent the baby blue with baby blue and white, and it just doesn't stand out like it did when they accented it with red, a real sharp red, strong red, and a great strong blue.
I think a lot of people agree with you on that. They seem to get really fired up when they go baby blue.
But they need to go baby blue, and they've done that some recently. If they go baby blue, true retro from the 70s, then there's not a better look in baseball. I love it. You know, apologies to, and I'll carve out the Yankees and the Dodgers and some of the classic uniforms, but not a better look in Ranger history for sure.
The Yankees never had a baby blue?
No.
Okay.
Number three on my list of the best local pro sports uniforms. The Mavericks green. I love the Mavericks green from the 80s when Aguirre and Blackman were wearing it to today when they roll it back and Luka and Porzingis are wearing the Mavericks green. It is such a unique look. It's a standout look. I know that when Don Carter and Norm Sanju were figuring things out in 1980, they wanted to make the Mavericks the Celtics of the West. And so they said, let's go green. We don't have any other green teams out here. And they picked a different green from Sounds the Celtic liberal. Green. It was identifiable. It's such a good, good look.
Yeah, I don't mind the color. It's just the graphics and the stupid hat on the M that always threw me for the loop.
Looked kind of bad, too.
The hat on the M is way better than the Star Trek horse head that they have now.
I like horse head.
I'm sorry.
Mark that for lots of future use.
Horsehead McGillicuddy.
I'm never inviting you to my ranch.
Number two on my list of the best pro sports uniforms ever worn in this town. Is there any doubt that the Cowboys' familiar home white, one of the greatest NFL uniforms of all time, has to be in my top five somewhere?
Gotta be.
Now, their pants have undergone a lot of weird morphing over the last 20, 25 years. Seafoam green should be more of a gray. I think we all agree on that. But just the Cowboys' basic white with the beautiful blue trim is about as good as it gets in the NFL with the helmets. And love it.
Don't tell that to Gordo. He wants to change it.
I just think if you go back and look at old footage of the Cowboys, most of their uniforms look bad. I mean, it was the fit mainly. But
well, that's a totally different topic.
The actual design was awesome.
That's still a uniform.
We're talking design and colors.
Yeah, but part of the design is the cut of the cloth.
Yeah, that's more fit, though, right? Because cut of the cloth is just based on the era.
Yeah, right.
And number one on my list of the best Dallas-Fort Worth pro sports uniforms of all time, and there is no question that this is number one. It cannot be argued. The old Dallas Cowboys bad luck blue.
Amen to that, brother.
And I've just tweeted a picture side by side the best and worst uniforms of all time here locally. And there's a picture of Roger dropping back to pass wearing the bad luck blue. And you tell me that is not the coolest football uniform ever.
Okay. So great. Why did they ever get away from that?
Why? They went to a darker navy blue, and they've not gone back since. Why don't they go back to this?
I don't know. It was like 81, 1980, the season of 80. That's the last year the Cowboys wore that dark,
bad luck blue. I've beautiful. Always been wrong about the bad luck blue then, because I'm remembering the later bad luck blues, which I hated. But now this looks great on Roger.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You're probably thinking of the next one,
yeah,
which had different font, and it was silver, really. Well, they called them disco pants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But before that, that look was so clean.
Was Roger the worst Cowboy to ever put on that uniform? 888-787-1310.
And there you have it. My daring top five, bottom five uniforms worn by pro sports teams ever in this town.
Love it. 750 on the ticket. It's opening day for the Rangers and MLB. Do we have hope here in 3 minutes?